You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, bacon scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hello, once again from the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Bringing you the Wacko Warped and Weird. Wacko Warped and Weird. I'm slurring my lines.
He is the wacko.
Yes.
Who talks about the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Thank you. I just can't pronounce it. And on the show this week, we're taking a look at an album that was produced on Canada's 100th anniversary back in 1967. Bit of a retrospective and a satirical look at Canada this week as we profile Chris Beard's Canada Observed, featuring a few famous Canadians that I know of anyway. I never know Mr. Suzanne Summers was Canadian, but he was. The guy that managed Suzanne Summers of Three's Company fame and what else was it? The Thigh Master back in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mr. Alan Hamill. As well as another Canadian who had a really crazy television series in the early 70s called The Hilarious House of Frightenstein. Well, we'll tell you a little bit more later on. On top of that, we head off to the Limburger Lounge with a group called Friendship. Aw, isn't that nice? They want to come along with us for the ride or some darn thing. I don't know. But we're starting off the show with, hey, there's something different. Female barbershop quartets.
I like that.
It's different. Kind of cheesy, but either way, we have the Quadratomes coming up with Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. Oh, that's rather morbid.
That depends. They might just be leaving the room.
Ah, that's true. But we're starting off with the Chordmates and Toot Tootsie Goodbye. Toot Toot. On
Cheese Please.
Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Tootsie. Goodbye. And don't cry. Yesterday, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then do it over again. Just watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Oh, 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 toot, toot, Tootsie, don't cry, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. I'm leaving. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold's Fair. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and tell them I'll be there ere long.
Hello, Broadway.
Hello there, Broadway. Hello, Broadway.
Hello.
Oh, you bet I wanna go.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese, please, is so cool.
Just change.
Cheese.
To love you, but it's all over. All over now. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone,
when I'm gone.
Though our friendship ceases from now on. And if you can't say anything real nice, just don't talk at all. That's my advice.
Nani.
You go your way, I'll go mine. It's best that we do.
Oh, honey.
Here's a kiss. I hope that this brings lots of joy to you. Makes no difference how I carry on.
Carry on.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone, when I'm gone. Though our friendship ceases from now on. If you can't say anything that's really nice, then you better not talk at all. That's my advice, that's my advice.
Now you and I, it's much better that we do. Here's I hope
that this brings lots of joy and luck to you. It makes no difference where I go or how I carry on. Please don't talk about me, cause you're better off without me, honey. Don't spread any gossip when I'm gone.
Jeez, please. Who said breaking up is hard to do?
Oh, my.
What? With female barbershop quartet singers, the Quadratones, and please don't tell me or talk about me, pardon me, when I'm gone. That's one way to break up with your boyfriend.
Yes.
And before that, we had the classic Tootsie Goodbye with the Chordmates in our female barbershop quartet set. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
As we move on to a rather interesting album we're profiling that came out during Canada's 100th anniversary in 1967. And you may need a bit of a scorecard to keep track of who's who, but this is rather interesting. Daffodil dug up quite a bit of information on this.
Well, we were trying to figure out how they came up with this group of people to make this album.
Billy Van, Alan Hamill, Vanda King, Bonnie Brooks, and June Sampson.
Exactly. And then I did a little digging. And, like, it's Chris Beard.
Chris Beard, yes.
So, in 1963...
Yes.
Chris Beard came to Canada. He was from England, moved to Sydney, moved to the U.S., and then came to Canada. Something like that. But in 1963, he helped create this TV show on CBC, which is the broadcasting network in Canada, called Nightcap.
Okay.
I think this predates Saturday Night Live.
It would.
It was described as a wild, corny, raunchy, lively, and irreverent sketch comedy show.
So Canadians started first, about 12 years before Saturday Night Live.
Exactly. And here's the thing. The host of this was Alan Hamill.
Right.
And June Sampson, Billy Van.
And maybe Bobby Brooks.
Vanda King.
Okay. And others.
All of these people that are on this album. That's how they all got together as a group.
Ah, so when Chris Beard decided to make an album, guess who he called?
Well, depending on how you think about it, the show ran until 67. They could have still been doing the show when they made the album.
Fair enough.
So it's kind of weird.
It's a nice tribute to Canada's 100th anniversary to take a look at Canada in a rather satirical, foolish way of light.
They may have even done an episode of the show.
Yes.
With sketches based on these songs.
Well, we'll have Stone Age Canadians coming up shortly. That's all the cast getting involved. But we're starting off, it seems appropriate, with Alan Hamill and Billy Van and
In the Beginning.
Oh, I need my echo here. Oh, well. Right here on
Cheese, Please.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Not even thunder.
Sorry about that.
There was nothing but silence and blackness. Dark and foreboding blackness. And then there was light. And over the silence was heard a rumble.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
And the rumbling grew louder.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
And then there appeared in the sky a giant maple leaf. And it descended to the earth. And as it descended, it made rocks to fly up, and even dirt and bushes, and it put water on the land.
Ding, ding.
And it made grass and flowers and even trees. And the maple leaf looked round, and it called this place Canada. And the land was bountiful. It brought forth all things Canadian. And these things were cold, and ice, and wind, and snow, and fog. And thunder.
I did it right.
This was the dawn of Canada. And the maple leaf stirred, and there were birds.
Cheep, cheep.
And the maple leaf sighed, and there were animals.
Moo, moo, meow, meow, oink, oink.
And then the great maple leaf lay on the ground, exhausted. And it did what all maple leaves were to do after that.
It decomposed.
And then there were crops. Wheat and barley and corn and potatoes, tomatoes, cabbages.
And oranges flown in from Florida.
So this was Canada in the beginning, before man or woman, when animals multiplied and wastelands became fertile plains, molding the heartland into a place fit for habitation. Then came a second great maple leaf. And this maple leaf cast its shadow over the land, and it was extremely angry.
What did it come for? What did it want?
It came for one reason.
What reason?
To destroy the sound effects man!
Oh.
Take you to the Canadian Stone Age, and here in a clearing in the prehistoric forest, we see a caveman returning from the hunt. He greets his wife.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh, ugh.
Ugh, ugh.
Ugh, ugh, ugh.
Ugh, ugh, ugh. Ugh, ugh, ugh.
Ugh.
Canadian, huh?
Keith, Please with Stone Age Canadians. In depth dialogue there, I tell you. And before that, we had Al Hamill and Billy Van looking at Canada in the beginning. It's part of our profile of Chris Beard's Canada Observed from 1967, a rather satirical and odd album. Don't you think, Daphne?
It was odd.
And it all goes back to a late-night television series on the CBC in the 60s called Nightfly.
Nightcap.
Oh, sorry. I can't read. Nightcap, then.
Yes. You can't read your own handwriting. Don't do that.
I'm sorry. But you have more information about that.
Yes, it had such a minuscule budget.
Yes.
On one episode, the musicians had to leave the show before taping was complete because the budget didn't allow them to pay the band for overtime.
Oh!
So the five performers were left to hum the closing theme.
Oh, that could be a problem.
So working in these dire straits obviously bonded them to the point where they could make this album about Canada's centennial.
Yes, and it seems like the same budget carried on through this album.
Certainly does. One more song, please.
We'll play one more song, and it seems appropriate because it's Canada, right? We'll take a look at the first hockey game with Alan Hamill, Chris Beard, and Billy Van right here on
Cheese Please.
Canada's own sport, hockey, has been criticized down through the years for being rough. But what must the first season of the NHL have been like?
Okay, you guys, settle down, hey? Right. Now, that was a tough first period. And I think the score, 123 to 122, proves that both teams need a little more strength in defense. Now, this is the first season of the NHL, and things are bound to improve. Now, we hope next week to have uniforms for you guys, as I realize that you must be quite cold in those striped pajamas. Now, some of you are complaining about the amount of injuries, and quite rightly so. But remember, the bashed-in heads, mangled legs, and broken bones of today will be the scar tissue of tomorrow. Oh, so much for humor. Now let's get down to tactics. As you know, last week's game ended in Lake Winnipeg. Well, we're going to start a little later than August next season to allow the ice to harden a little more. Now, Harrison, the opposition goaltender, is good, Johnson, good. But you better cut out the threatening letters to his wife and daughter. Ain't going to help any. Now, we've received three penalties in that quarter for having too many men on the ice. At one stage, I counted no less than 73 men on the ice. Now, we all know that that's two more than the regulations allow. Oh, and remind me, I must warn the fans not to throw things on the ice. If you'll recall, during the first period, Mr. Peters held up the game by throwing something on the ice. Now, it took 4 minutes to scrape his wife up, and that's too long. Oh, by the way, the guy who took a face mask home with him and robbed the Hudson's Bay Company, well, he's going to have to sit out 2 games. Butler, you're playing a great game, boy. You other guys should take a leaf out of Butler's book. Look at him, a superb athlete. Look at those arms, that barrel chest. And I'll bet under that plaster cast there's a pair of legs on the men. Right. Now, are there any questions here today? Ready? What's the little black thing you've been sliding around in the ice? Well, that's a puck, Eddie. Now, any other questions? John, when do you get paid? Next question. What's our motto for this week? Tough, tough, tough. And our Bible quotation, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now, we're all right with the Lord because we left a trail of eyes and teeth from here to Halifax. Now, when do the new rules for next season come out? Well, actually, guys, I've got the rule book right here. And I'm going to read some of them to you. Now, listen, you men. Do not shoot the referee. You could get a penalty. Now, don't eye gouge, swear, or trip, or give any linesman a fat lip. There's no boxing goalies' ears or reducing them guys to tears. You keep those sticks from flying high and during games. No drinking rye.
Oh, come on, coach. taking all the fun right out of hockey. We want to see the blood flow once again. We'd love to hear the crunch of a well-delivered punch as music to the ears of hockey men. They're ruining the image of our players. They'll all be little angels by and by. We'll never hear the thud or see a drop of blood, and no one will be given a black eye. So long before these things can really happen, we'll have to write a letter, can't you see? And ask them to restore our favorite blood and gore before someone invents a color TV.
Jeez, please, with the first hockey game with Alan Hamill, Chris Beard, and Billy Van as part of the Chris Beard album Canada Observed on their 100th anniversary of Canada in 1967. Wow, I didn't know the Mafia was involved in the hockey.
Who knows?
Sort of. It's got that whole Godfather flair, doesn't it?
It's the Maple Mafia.
Yeah, the Maple Mafia. We'll take care of you. Yeah, you got to do a few favors. Get my drift.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm just, that's the closest thing I'll ever get to the Mafia, Daffodil.
Yeah, really.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to move on to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
A little hard on my throat, too, so I can't do it too much.
Yeah, don't do that.
And on the Limburger Lounge this week, we have a group called Friendship. Aww.
As opposed to enemyship?
That's true, but friendship. Ah, you know, it's so happy. It gets pictures in your head of like, oh, yeah, friendship. Isn't that nice? And what is the song called? Take Me Along.
Along to where?
I don't know. I don't remember. But, you know, maybe your friend is a freeloader and he wants to take you along, or you will take him along, or something like that. Shall we play it?
Yes.
On
Cheese Please.
Once my world was full of sadness, but now the sun is shining through, and each day strong hands to guide me. I need you beside me.
live from the Limburger Lounge. The group was Friendship, and the song was Take Me Along. Yeah, that's got freeloader overtones there.
All the way through.
Oh, I'm so positive. That's such a positive song, and I shouldn't really say that. You know, because I don't know. She could just, you know, want to go and
hope that you'll
out.
Pay for her ticket, buy her food, give her a place to sleep.
Yeah.
Freeloader.
You sure?
Yes.
Absolutely sure. I'm trying to be nice about this daffodil, you know.
I know you are.
It's just one of those positive 70s songs that, wow, you know, I could be sucked in and, you know.
The decade of free love.
Yeah. That's all I get to say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio, which is also known as Cheese Please, has finally reached the end of another episode.
Oh, man. Should we wear, like, special clothing since we're tornado on the radio? You know, some kind, because usually it should be, like, windy here in the bunker, shouldn't
it? No, doesn't need to be windy. The tornado is only on the radio.
Oh, okay. So I always wonder that because, you know, I couldn't really talk into the microphone if it was really windy. It'd be...
It's more about the experience than the sound.
Oh.
It's the experience. It goes by so quick, it's like a tornado.
Oh. Otherwise, you know, it's just, if it's a tornado and things crash and the studio would be a total mess and I would have to clean it up every week. And that would just be rather involving.
I know. And you're being weird. And you better hit your button.
Okay, here we go. And open the door. Take out. I decided to put a tablet in there, you know, like one of these whiteboard things. I'm tired of dealing with paper. So
fine.
There we go. We're ending off the show with one of my favorite announcers of all time, Gary Owens. And Nurney Creed. Make sense?
Always does.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
So many people have asked, what is a nurney? A nurney is to beauty and grace what plastic pink hair curlers are to a supermarket shopper in an egg-stained chenille bathrobe. A nurney is two Krellmans joined together at the gums. A nurney is to wit and sophistication what a tattoo of Popeye is to the arm of an orangutan trainer. A nurney can be named Bernie or Ernie or even be an attorney. Yes, a nurney is to the swift soaring of the human spirit what a skillet of fried mush is to a picnic in Willard, North Dakota. A Boy Scout has learned that by rubbing two nurneys together, he can either start a fire or put one out. A nurney is to the earth what a vat of botulism is to Julia Child's yummy burgers. A singer made this lovable little creature immortal when she sang, Gonna Take a Sentimental Nurney. A nurney finally achieves liberation upon becoming insegrevious. This means that any nurney has the right to punch a fenork right in the mouth.
Sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.